Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Church of Awesome podcast on Twitch, something I've been doing for a while, and I thought I would bring it out to here and talk about who I am and what the Church of Awesome is, and the fact that I haven't posted for a while, and basically there's a lot of reasons for that. Number one, I feel down. The coronavirus, COVID-19, has taken a lot of wind out of my sails, dealing with the issues of life, as it may. Basically speaking, I've lost my mojo. Many times in my life, I've been told that I am special, that there's something about me, the way I talk to people, the way I can electrify a room and help people, and I've seen that throughout my life. But COVID-19 kind of took that away from me, took that special feeling that I had in my heart. And it showed up in many ways in my life. You could see it. I'm wearing a Batman t-shirt because, basically speaking, none of my new clothes, my good clothes, my button-up shirts feel good to me to wear right now. To put that on would be constricting and hold me back from even doing this. I actually worry because I have never been this out of shape in my life. I actually have a chair right here to see if I can stand. My goal is to get up here and talk for 40 minutes, which is a long time, by the way. Already in my mind, I am doubting if I could do that. My spiritual self has taken such a hit. I used to believe in the oneness of the universe and feel it on a daily basis, going to meditation and all those fun things, and all of a sudden that has been lost to me. I've always been kind of agnostic, but I'd still believed and felt that magic, but that has been lost to me. And my mind, I used to be okay with my mind. In fact, I was going through some trauma not too long ago, and I was on the way back trying to figure things out, working on my mind and really stepping into that, but I haven't been able to shut my mind off lately. And that's been hard. It's been very hard. So I'm doing this new series of Getting My Mojo Back, the Church of Awesome reboot is what I decided to call it this morning, to best get back to who I am, to who I believe to be, to create a community of people who want to live their best lives, and we can do our best to support each other. I mean, that's all I want the Church of Awesome to be, a positive cult, if you will, with none of the baggage that comes with that word, but just a community of people who can get together. I remember having the vision of the Church of Awesome. See, everyone experiences magic, the universe, in their own way. The way I do it is through collectiveness. I can get into a group of people and just feel the energy of that group of people. Feel the wonders, the joy, the love in their hearts, and sing. And when that does, it's almost like I get downloads from the universe. And I'm not saying they are downloads from the universe. They could just be ideas that come into my head, but they feel so good. They feel so real. Every aspect of them up is just how I feel. And then I had the idea of creating a community, the Church of Awesome. A church where we come together to live our best lives. Because community is part of the human experience. Community is something that's very important. It's important in my life. And this world that we live in is devoid of community. Devoid of the things that we need. Human beings are social creatures. We are meant to be with people. And this world that we live in is created to segregate and isolate us from each other. We're supposed to live in these communities of people hunting and gathering. That's just how we evolved. We're not meant to just live the rat race, come home to a home alone and eating a lonely man dinner. That's not what we're meant to be. That's not when we're in our true joy. That's not when I'm in my true joy. And I know there's introverts out there. But still, even if you're just back alone reading, and there's someone else reading, and there's someone else reading, there's a joy to that collective experience of just being there with people doing what we love. And that's gone. And that's what I want the Churches of Awesome to be when I got that download of creating this. this idea of creating a community and doing what I love. There's nothing I love more than getting in front of a group of people and just loving on them and feeling the energy come back. This is my happy place. My happy place is that I'm a Toastmaster, and there's just nothing feels better of just getting up there and giving that good speech, that amazing speech that touches somebody. When you're in that zone, I've missed the zone. I haven't been in that zone for so long. Church of Awesome has been a wonderful thing in my idea. Or at least I hoped it will be. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. See, I haven't posted a Church of Awesome podcast since August. It's been almost an entire year. An entire year of me not living my awesome self. An entire year of me not embracing who I am. A lot of it comes from Corona, COVID-19, dealing with this seriously. I stayed at home because I believe in science. I've always worn a mask. I even have my Miami Dolphins mask. Can't really see it because of the green screen. But that's the aspect of it, the death of it, was hitting me. The isolation that started to happen. I missed just going to bars and having a beer. I missed going to karaoke and singing with a group of people. And that took a toll on me. But something else was happening at that time. If you go to my Joyce Expansion podcast, I go in depth on the death of my Toastmaster Club, the Lightworker Toastmasters. And during that time, I could see its downfall. I could see how everything was being lost. See, this was a Toastmaster Club where every week I went there, I felt just full of energy, full of love, full of just... I built it with the help of others, but I was the one who got those people to ask. It was my vision. And it was gone. Starting in August, I could see it because the person who was the president started to bring in the MAGA stuff. So where we go on QAnon, Nazi bull. And I could see the club start crumbling. In fact, if you go to my Church of Awesome ones before that, almost half of them are conspiracy theories, because anti-conspiracy theories and the dangers of that and living in fear that way. As a counter to this person, I was coming at it from almost this fear and this anger of this dangerous thing that is out there, but because it is dangerous. But I wasn't coming at it out of love, and that's not who I want to be, as somebody who attacks someone who goes, but part of me just wanted to save them, you know, save them from themselves. For you see, losing that and going into conspiracy theories and living in that fear, because we just want life to make sense, and life doesn't always have to make sense. Sometimes life is just is, but losing it was hard. It was January of this year, a year from the Lightworker Toastmasters being at its height, where I decided to step away from the club. I decided to step away because that's what I had to do. I no longer could help Nazis get better at public speaking. I didn't think when I made it the club that Nazis would be a problem, but little did I know. Little did I know. And that crushed me. It crushed me in a way I didn't really experience until yesterday when I did a podcast on how I lost the Lightworker Toastmasters and what it meant to me. I really sat down and felt the loss. A loss I didn't allow myself to feel. But I lost more than what I thought. See, I just thought I lost something that fulfilled me, something that I built, something that I worked so hard. But I lost faith in myself. Complete and utter faith in myself. See, all my life, people have told me that there was something about me that was special. And that my heart was special. My mind was special. I mean, we're all special in our own way. I'm not trying to say I'm better than anyone, but my ability to be special was in a way of connecting with people on a grand scale and lifting their vibration, lifting their hearts, lifting their joys. I remember I went to coaching school, Invite Change, and one of the teachers, my favorite one, she was a kick butt coach, invited me to her house. And I thought that was cool. I mean, I got to go dinner with somebody who I admired. And as I walked in the door, she told me that she's been teaching at that school for 4 years. We just did one class together. It was called Living Your Vision. It's where we tap into ourselves and figure out our vision, what we want to be, who we want to be, how we want to live. And that class was special, especially her, because she noticed I was holding back on being seen, which was amazing to me because I've did so much work on being vulnerable and being seen that I thought I was up there. But she knew to push me to be seen, to push me again. And that class was special. The people that I met there are people who I admire. Rest in peace, Jody. And as I was walking into her door, she leans up to me and says, I've been teaching at that school for 5 years. I've taught a lot of students, and you're my favorite. And it's something about showing up that way to the person that she invited to dinner. Because she saw something in me. And she's not the only one. All my life, people have been saying there's something in me to get out to help people. Help people be happy, to help people feel joyous. And there's part of my mind that always doubted. Because no matter what I did, nothing really worked. I mean, yes, I'd go to Toastmasters, give a speech, and people will tell me, wow, that thing you said has really touched me. I'm going to change my life. And the couple speeches I have, just little things, people on Facebook telling me all the things that I've done has touched them, has helped them. So I've had that. But to be able to do this where it doesn't just soak money out of me, because yes, part of reality is money. And to be able to make money doing this and helping people will just be helpful because, you know, it's energy exchange. I give and get, and it will just help, you know, pay for things like rent. Not that I'm doing pretty good right now in my day job. But I was never successful. Nothing I created, built, or sustained. I wrote a book. I still have hundreds of copies unsold. I did another book with people. I pretty much have to give those away. Started a podcast. Got some listeners. But it never built. It never grew. YouTube channel. Part of the problem with me is consistency. I go for it and then don't get the success I want right away and then stop. That's my own baggage. So I'm not trying to make you feel sorry for me. But that's what I kept on saying through my life. And finally I had this idea to create a Toastmaster Club for people who are out there, who want to help people, who want to make a difference in this world. And that worked. And it worked spectacularly. It was one of the best things I've ever done in my life. The people who were attracted to it, the people who showed up, the people who every week people would thank me for creating that club. Everybody. I've changed lives. I noticed people start off as just some of the worst speakers, people who just felt awkward getting up there. And by the end, 6 months, a year later, could see such a big difference in who they are and how they're able to step up. Something I created, something I helped run, something I was leadership of. I could see the change in people. I could see that I could do this. This was something I could do. It was right there. It was right there. And then, when the Capitol was stormed, And when the president of the club was part of the attack on Washington State's capital, I knew it was time to go. And I lost it. But honestly, I haven't been posting since August. Part of me knew it was still there. That club was dying. That my faith in myself was dying. Because once that happened, I lost all faith in who I am. I lost my magic, my mojo, the thing that made me want to get out of bed in the morning. If I had nothing to do that day, getting out of bed was difficult. Getting off my couch was difficult. Doing things, anything. Watching a TV show was difficult. It was just too much commitment. Too much emotion. It was just too much for me. Looking back, that obviously had to be a depression. That obviously had to be part of that. Because I lost all faith. I couldn't meditate. I could barely do 10 minutes of the calm app. My mind's always racing. My spirit felt low. And I gained even more weight. I mean, being around 400 pounds wasn't great, but now I'm up to 430. That's just ridiculous. There's not even a football player that weighs that much. I'm only 5'7". Every aspect of my life felt it was crumbling. Other than my job. Luckily, I had a good job. But part of me was just all worried that I would lose it or I wasn't doing enough to keep it. And I understand now. Because I felt I hit a spiritual and mindset rock bottom. Luckily, I didn't go to drugs and alcohol. Luckily, nothing happened to really take me down a dark, dark, dark path. So I'm thankful for that. I didn't become a druggie. I didn't become an alcoholic. I didn't become suicidal. So I'm not saying this for you to feel sorry for me, obviously. I'm saying this because I hit a low for me. And the thing I learned about sadness, about trauma, is that pain is a gas. It doesn't matter how big the pain is, just like any gas, if you put it in a jar, it fills the space. And life is not about comparing pains, comparing sadnesses. Life is about dealing with them. So I'm just sharing my pain right now as I work to get back on my mojo, which is what the goal of this series is getting my mojo back, getting back in front of the camera. I want to do this on a weekly basis. I want to see if I can talk for 40 minutes on the things I believe in, talking to my heart, and really go forward in this. I'm about halfway done now. This is not going to be edited like I usually do, so you're going to hear the things I like to get rid of in my podcast because I hate hearing me speak. And I hear hearing the... Probably hated that. I know I don't like it. But I'm going to keep them in. Because this is going to be raw and uncut. Just a free flow of feeling what's in my heart and speaking it out because that's where I get my joy, that's where I get my mojo, that's where I get my love. So I'm going to go over right now the 10 tenets of the Church of Awesome. Because I still believe in them. I still believe in this. Because the first one is to be awesome. And what I mean by being awesome is to accept yourself and want to move forward and live your best self, what that means to you. One of my favorite things I heard from Stephen Covey was begin with the end in mind. Be awesome is beginning with the end in mind, determining who you are to be awesome. And this isn't the money you have. This isn't the house and all these things. This is who you be, who you want to show up in the world. For instance, I don't want to be a person who attacks people being bitter and angry. I want to be a person who's full of love. I remember when the Lightworker Toastmasters ended and I decided to not go back. One person really wanted to keep that club alive because it was special. And invited me to that next meeting to try to oust the president. And I didn't want to go. And partly I didn't want to go because I knew there wasn't really a way to do it. But I still remembered part of who I am. Which is somebody who doesn't want to be bitter, doesn't want to be angry. And I knew that's who I'd be if I went there. If I showed up to that club. So in that part, I still was able to embrace my awesome self and remember that lashing out is not the key. Remembering all the things I've learned in books, all the things I've read, all the things that I've listened to. So to do this, there's the nine ones, the other commandments. Treat yourself awesome. This is where you work on yourself, your emotional self, and your spiritual self, and also your mind self, all aspects of self. It all starts here. I mean, yes, the outside world can lift you up. The idea that the world and you need to fix everything inside before outside you can feel any joy is part of the toxic aspect of self-development and personal development. So I'm not saying it all starts within, because your outside circumstances do matter, obviously, even though people will say that they don't. However, how you treat yourself is important, how you seek help when you need it. There's strength in getting help from others. There's strength. Giving yourself a bath when you just need to relax is strength. Constantly doing is not helpful. In fact, getting trapped into the action rat race is part of what helped me fall. Guess that's what we'll talk about next week. Letting go of toxic beliefs from personal development. So treating yourself awesome is important, and doing everything you can to help yourself, your mind, your body, and your spirit. Because number three is even taking that a step forward is develop an awesome mindset. Because your mind dictates a lot of your reality. How you think of the world is how you see the world. You know, there's that, you buy a car, like a Ford Focus, I guess. I don't know why that's the default car I thought of. And before the world, you never saw a Ford Focus. But after you bought the car, your blue Ford Focus, you see the Ford Focus everywhere. Because now the Ford Focus is important to your mind, and you're able to see it. Because it's the kind of the way our mind works. There's so much stimulus out there, and our mind tries to share with us the important stimulus. For instance, right now, if you're watching this, how does your left foot feel before I said that? I mean, right now you're thinking of your left foot, so you felt your left foot. But unless you felt pain before that, your left foot was not in your mind, because you didn't even think about it. So when you have a mindset where you're positive and you look for awesome things, you tend to notice more awesome things. If you have a mindset of noticing awesome things about yourself, you start noticing more awesome things about yourself. Your mindset. So meditation, reading positive books, listening to positive music, spending some time to make your mind better every day that you have, even if it's just 5 minutes of learning, of reading, of meditating, doing something to help you get through. Even if it is going to a therapist and getting anti-anxiety drugs that you need to help you with your mind. Because it all starts with here. It all starts with here. But The others make sense too. You need to treat others awesome, which is missing a lot in the world today, especially with people who don't want to wear masks, because that doesn't treat other people awesome, does it? Giving them potential sickness for a deadly disease. But how you treat others means something. And now I don't mean something along the lines of letting people dog on you and being super poly positive. But how you treat others is important. Like how you treat the wait staff who's having a bad day. How you treating a retail employee. How you treat your family. How you treat your friends. How you treat the people close to you is important. It's important. So do your best to treat others the way you want to be treated. One of my favorite things is the golden rule. Number 5 used to be friends with failure. Now I realize that's kind of negative. Number 5 now is embrace reality. Because just like the mindset, there is no failure. There's just how you think about things. And dealing with things as they are at this moment. Embracing the reality of the situation, where you are, and how you want to go forward. I read this book, I believe it was called The Longevity Experiment, Objective, or something like that. It was about how to live the longest life. And number 1 was people who are realistic and optimists. That's what I got out of the book. If you're optimist and realistic of the situation. So for like myself, thinking the fact that I'm 430 pounds, it's time to embrace that reality of being 430 pounds. I can look at the past and think of all the times I failed, but those are just learning experiences of what worked and what didn't work. And now it's time to go forward and embrace the reality of my situation. That yes, our diet culture is very toxic, and the idea of losing weight can be dangerous. But at the same time, I can still go for walks. I can still eat healthier. Those are things that, in reality, will help my body as well as help my mind and spirit make me healthier. Losing weight is a byproduct. Plus, just losing some of these pounds would help my knees, would help my hips. It'll help my body feel so much better. I don't have to feel this much pain that I do. Aging also has a part of that. But embracing the reality of the situation, embracing where you are and where you need to go, and being honest with yourself about the current situation. And of course, number 6, I say of course, is important because embracing emotions. Emotions are the emotion in life, and we want to create. See, The Course in Miracles teaches there's like 2 emotions, fear and love, but the question is that really true? All emotions have their reason. All emotions are valid. You know, staying in that negative mindset and negative emotion can lead to depression. But sadness isn't the end-all, be-all, everything. Pushing for positivity can also be a problem. Thought this was going to happen. Whew. Hot in her. I can see my head. Happiness. So, embracing your emotions. Anger is a desire to change. Fear is preventing you from being hurt. And all emotions have a validity towards them. All of them have some importance. So embracing the emotions. 7 used to be vulnerability is strength, which is part of it. But I said it changes to live with love and live with love from the heart. Because living from love is vulnerable. Opening your heart is vulnerable. And let's work on doing your best to do that. Yes, we have barriers towards our heart. And those are fine because they're there to protect you. Nothing that I talk about is about not dealing with trauma or protecting yourself from your past trauma. I think too much of personal development is not recognizing the fact that trauma exists and that it's important to deal with trauma and to ignore trauma. I never want to do that. That's not a part of the Church of Awesome. The Church of Awesome is not trying to sugarcoat life. But at the same time, I should say and, because no one wants a butt in your faith. Same time is about living with your heart full of love and being vulnerable to the right people, of course, to the right situations, and definitely to yourself. Because loving yourself and living with love and just embracing the reality, see, everything kind of builds on each other, and truly living with love, truly living from your heart is important. You know, standing, I stood for 30 minutes. That's actually pretty good. It's actually pretty good for me at this point in time, sweating like a horse. But living for love is important. And take number 8 is giving and receiving. I put this important because it is important to give. It's important to give yourself out there, give your strengths, give your loves, give your talent to the world and share it. But it's also important to receive. Receive positive feedback. Receive love. Receive compliments. In my life, just receiving compliments and allowing, just saying thank you when people say nice things to me changed my life. Giving and receiving that flow of energy is important to all your relationships, your relationship to yourself, your relationship with others. It's important to give and receive. They're both, well, even though he's problematic, I always like the idea of harmonic wealth from James Arthur Ray, because he talks about this idea that, you know, not everything in your life is going to have equal importance, and it's impossible to balance everything. So sometimes in life, you're going to be doing one thing more than the other, but you kind of always want to go back. Maybe the other thing now is bigger than the other. And that's how I like to think of giving and receiving. Sometimes you're going to have to give more than you receive, especially if you're a parent. You're going to give to your kids more than you receive from your kids. That's just life. But on those moments, you need to learn how to receive so that you can partly fill your cup. And number 9 is take responsibility. I'm going to keep that because I think that's important, because all these things are your responsibility. I still remember the day I discovered that I'm responsible for my life. I used to spend my entire life blaming other people for all my problems, especially my mom. I blamed her. And it was the movie Kingpin that just launched me out of it. Just remember that day of watching that movie and seeing how... Actually, the first time I watched that movie, I just thought it was funny. It wasn't until I talked to my friend Nathan Downey, who said the thing I like seeing that movie is the fact that I took responsibility for my life. And yeah, then it just hit me. Taking responsibility for my life and hearing him say that was mind-blowing to me, because I thought he was an idiot. That was the dumbest thing I ever heard. And then I watched that movie again and I saw it. I was 21 at the time, I believe, 20. And I asked myself, what if I'm responsible for my life? And all of a sudden it clicked. It was like a big, just blew my mind, the thought of taking responsibility for my life. And it took like 6 years to fully embrace it, because it was 26 when I decided to really take responsibility and work on changing me. And the ability of taking 100% responsibility, it's like what Viktor Frankl, his book Man's Search for Meaning, is almost all about. That between stimulus and response, there is space. In that space, there is choice, and within that choice lies freedom. And that choice between stimulus and response is your responsibility. What happens in the outside world will always happen. That's just the reality of the situation. But you are responsible for your reaction to it. And it's fine if you react bad. This is not another part of the Church of Awesome is to make you feel bad, is to make you feel guilty for reacting poorly. But it's to take responsibility for that reaction so that you could do the work to do better next time. unless you're fine with your reaction. And that's the way you want to live, because that's part of the first part, is knowing who you want to be and how you want to show up in the world. I'm not here to tell you how to live. I'm just here to help you be the best you that you can be. So taking responsibility allows you to be the best you that you can be. How you react to that situation. And it's not about being perfect all the time about taking responsibility. It's about recognizing the patterns in your life and then doing what you need to change them. If it is listening to the books, if it is finding the right therapist to help you, if it is meditation and mindset tricks, if it is taking drugs to help your mind. I always say everything I teach is a placebo, because I don't want to say it's a panacea that cure all end all. If you want to meet someone who wants to ruin your life, they'll tell you that they're the ones who can fix it, and they're the best ones, or they're the only ones. That's how you know you're talking to a person who can scam, unless they're a surgeon and they're the best surgeon or something along those lines. And they're the best heart surgeon. Like, I can fix your heart because I'm the best at this physical thing and you can see it. But when it comes to your mindset, your spirituality and everything, if a school, if anything, is saying that it is the best and it's the only way, obviously it's a scam. Obviously they just want to take all your money. Obviously they're just there to manipulate you. Obviously. Yeah. All right. I'm taking back the no editing thing. I have to get rid of all the no stuff. So if there's cuts, that's probably because I sneezed or something, which is unfortunate. I want to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And number 10 is that life is meant to be enjoyed. I always felt enjoyment is important. In fact, almost everything in the top 9 of the 10 commandments of the Church of Awesome is to increase enjoyment of your life. You be awesome, be your best self so you can enjoy yourself. You treat yourself awesome so that you can enjoy your life more. You develop an awesome mindset so you can move forward and live a mindset that allows you to enjoy your life. You treat others awesome so you're proud of who you are and how you be around other people and give what you need so you enjoy your life with the people in your life. You be friends with failure and embrace reality so that you can make the changes you need to remove the roadblocks for you enjoying life and embracing the realities of the situation. And instead of wallowing in self-pity that this thing didn't work, something I need to work on a lot, which is why it's be friends with failure, need to embrace the reality that they're learning experiences and a way to move forward, a way to love yourself, a way to increase your ability to be who you are by just continually move forward and learning the lessons it takes. And so that you enjoy life more, embracing your emotions so that your emotions don't run your life or you don't feel bad about it, and allowing yourself to feel joy so you can feel joy, allow you to feel anger so you're not blocking that part of you, because if you block one of your emotions, it's like it sucks in there and then it'll just come out at the inopportune time, and that will reduce your joy, reduce your love, and your reduce your capacity to feel those things and embrace those things. And of course, giving and living life with love and being vulnerable is strength and just opening your heart. When you open your heart, you enjoy your life more. I mean, and of course, giving and receiving. When you give, there's just something about being human and giving that you live with your heart. And when you receive, you truly receive, oh, that fills the heart so much. And taking responsibility for your life gives you agency. You feel empowered that you can do something. Because when I did not take responsibility in my life, I felt I cannot change. And once I was able to have belief and see a light at the end of the tunnel, that my life was meant to be enjoyed. I mean, there's a reason my business is called Joyous Expansion, because I want to expand joy. And so life is meant to be enjoyed, at least by the tenets of the Church of Awesome. So that's about 40 minutes. With my goal, even though half of it was putting that thing back up, that thing for the people listening to this on my podcast, was my green screen fell down. That was embarrassing. I bet my underwear was on Twitch. So go to Big Smile Hooray and see my underwear. So that's my vision. I'm going to come back every week and talked about 40 minutes. Hopefully that will inspire you to live a better life. Hopefully you can feel the love in my heart as I give to you and receive yours as well. Hopefully this will turn into a dialogue of some kind of questions and points to be made. Because I want to build a community. I want you to be a part of it. I have a Facebook group, Church of Awesome. My website's thechurchofawesome.com. I should say the. Fudge. That's a mistake. I'll put that in post. That's silly. I can't believe I made that mistake. Anyway, as I end this, I want, hopefully something I said resonated with you. Hopefully something touched you. Hopefully something makes your day better and makes your day more special, because you are special. You are put on this earth and you're the only you that exists. I want to do everything I can and how I can do it to help you live your best life. That is my dedication with the Church of Awesome, to help you live your best life, because that's important to me. It's important to me to live my best life. And I'm not here to tell you how to live, but I'm here to help you remove all barriers for you to live the best you. And it doesn't matter if you're a CEO or a janitor or a garbage person or a person who flips burgers. All of you are valid. All of you deserve to live a great life. It doesn't even matter if you're homeless without a job. You deserve to live your best life. And hopefully within this community, we can help more and more people be the best that they can be. I am Brett Dupree, the catalyst of transformation of the Church of Awesome. Wishing you to be love, to be joy, to be awesome.